Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, April the 1st. April the 1st, 2015, and man, oh man, you wouldn't believe. April Fool's jokes being played all over the place, you know. But nevertheless, we are live. I'm pretty sure we are on live. I got to do some things to check and make sure that we are on live, and I do believe we are. Okay, so we're going to find out. It's going to be a short show today because so much is happening, you know, and everything. Yep, we're on live. So without any further ado, you know, I'm going to get right into the program. It's going to be short, and I'm going to do what I always do, a little editorial. And one of the things that's happening right now is I don't want to get into it, but like I said, it's all about the information, and that's what I pride myself in, is doing the informational trip. And so much is happening, and I've been getting some calls and everything, and excuse me, it's nothing that I can do about it, but some good things is happening, and I'm going to tell y'all about it, not next week, but week after next. I'll be able to. Everything will be released, and I can tell about some good things. So, like I say, information, and what more should I do than to go to somebody I know that he has some information about what's going on. I'm going to get to him first. But before I do that, let me say so much has been happening that, man, you know, and a lot of things that's happening is where someone is starting some stuff by saying some stuff, some untrue stuff. And not only about me, it's about some other people. And then, you know, I talk to some people and I find out what's going on. And it's like, man, I did not know that. And they, you know, they said, if you want to expose them, Wild Man, you can expose them. But that ain't my style, you know. I got to say this one thing for sure. Tony Wright, I'm going to tell y'all, Tony Wright, if Tony Wright is hooking up with Lethal Weapon, y'all going to have a problem on your hands. You hear me? You're going to have a big problem. You know, one of the best drivers out there in the grudge game. And, you know, they're going to be doing that shootout stuff and everything. We're going to talk about that, too. You know, I always look on the Internet, and I always see where... What the rules for grudge racing. We've got into that. And I do believe there was a problem last week, and I wasn't on, and it had to do with DP men. Like I say, when in Rome, you got to do as the Romans do. You know, a DP man has to set up the DP rules, and it was about a race that didn't take place because the car broke, and then coming to find out there was no DP up. So, where do you go from there? You know, do the guy who didn't break, do he get the pot? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to go here because, like I said, this is April Fool's Day. I'm going to get in and out of here because I don't want no April Fool's stuff played on me. 478-9092, you're live on Grudge Talk. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey there, Wild Man. How you doing there?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Like I say, I got some information, not some information, but some news I'm going to drop on everybody, and it's not this week. It'll probably be week after next, and I'm so excited about this that I just don't know what, except for to just say y'all hang in there and wait on it. And I'm elated with it, you know. But anyway, Bobby, I clicked you on because you are a track owner, a promoter, a racer, and everything else. And you know, now you have your own Facebook page. Before we get started, tell everybody about your Facebook page.
Yeah, I got well, I've been had one with, you know, the Bobby Childs, but I created a group called the Bobby Go Fast Group, Bobby Wild Child Go Fast Group. And so, you know, everybody welcome to come on and see what we're doing down the U.S. 19. And I know that a lot of other people are posting, you know, their events on it, which is nice, you know. And just to keep you informed, you know, basic what's going on at U.S. 19 and other tracks and promoter can share their events. I seen a great improvement in the track. But like I said, you know, you have to look at numbers, and the numbers have turned around. Grammarly, you know, I'm with the month of March. I was well pleased. You know, we done a lot of upgrades to the track. You know, one of the most important things was to get the surface of the track where it needed to be, because I don't think that's been done in that track in over 25 or 30 years. And the people down there, they're real pleased. They're real happy. They can get down the track. I'm keep hearing guys saying that, you know, they're breaking record time faster than their car ever been, because the track is real smooth. So we had a race this weekend. Also, we had the stream, and believe it or not, my youngin won a race. You know, I've been talking to him, wild man, for a year and a half, telling him what to do to the car, but he never listened. I said, "Hey man, your car's not shifting the weight." And I told him what to do, and he couldn't believe it. About a year and a half, he's dragging his car here and there, and he just only took about 5 minutes, and most tuners know what I'm talking about. And we've done that, and he's been going down the track. Now he feels like he can go down a dirt road.
He's the man now, huh?
Yeah, he's the man now. So, you know, the car, you know, just one of the simple things he needed to do, but he wouldn't listen, you know. But anyway, we had a street car class. He won that. We had a drag racing class, and I think the boy with a black truck from Douglas don't have his name. Street Pack got the name, and he won that. But, man, we've been having a lot of fun down at U.S. 19. You know, I'm not trying to be greedy, and I don't want people to think that I'm trying to just throw races after race after race, but you got to say one thing. You know, I'm a track owner, so I just can't close my doors up and hoping somebody else. So I will be open every weekend. We always plan on the 18th of March. We got another 28, 29 race, and then we also got a 28 small block. So about every third weekend, we play.
What? 18th of April. 18th of April, not March. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, April the 18th. And we got a lot going on. We also got the 26th. We got a Gibson Road block party that's on a Sunday that we'll be going on too. So we just got a lot of stuff going on. Go to our Facebook page.
Wait a minute. Did you say a Tootsie Roll?
Goodson.
I thought you said Tootsie Roll. I'm trying to say, is it the candy or is it the dance? I'm going like a Tootsie Roll.
What had happened, they told me, I know you're a little familiar with Van Ryan Aubin, a guy called Camilla. And they said what had happened was a tornado come through there years back, and they done a lot of damage to the road they call the Goodson Road. So they started having a block party. It got so big that the emergency crew didn't want them to have it in that neighborhood because the first responders couldn't get to it, you know, anybody the house or the firemen or whatever. So they had to move it. So they decided to come to U.S. 19. So we're going to have it there. And I didn't think the thing was that big, but several state patrol posts around in this area have called and, you know, and letting me know that they will be, you know, securing the place because they're talking about anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 people. Because they come back from spring break from Panama City, and they right. usually stop in their little town, which is about 35 miles away from the track. So now mm-hmm. we bringing it to a controlled environment to the racetrack. So the state, the surrounding state patrol and the police from Camilla, you know, have called and said they will be, you know, help, you know, patrolling everything because they said people come from everywhere. This is my first time. I never knew anything about it, but I didn't think the thing was that big. I thought it was okay, man. You have about 500 people in there. Nah, the state patrol and the people. They said, nah, buddy, it's a lot more than 5,000. You will see there. You know, a lot more than 500. He said you probably see 5,000, if not 8,000 people. I said, what? He said, yeah, that is a popular thing. So they do it in remembrance of that tornado that came through. But I'd like to say, Wild Man, I want to thank you for allowing me the time to talk about US 19, Georgia Best 8 Mile Concrete Track, the launch pad. And we will be doing our third anniversary, August 14th and 15th. So there'll be more information to be coming down about that. We're still working on that promo thing, Mr. Wild Man. So
right.
we're just asking
yep.
you to.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You probably hear something about that probably next week. I've
okay.
had a lot of pro mod racers been calling about it, and
mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of picking a date where everyone, some couple cars from up north can come down where they're not bumping heads, and it's a race up there that they want to go to.
So, yeah, I'm trying to do it on my anniversary, you know. The anniversary will be nice, you know, to have it on that day.
Yeah.
I don't think we bump here, but nobody, you know, that's in August. So August, the third
in
week
August.
In August.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what I like about what you want to do. You're not trying to do something next week. You're trying to give the racers an opportunity and time for so that they can get their cars together and go. And so that mm-hmm. the fans can put it on their calendar. And say, in August, this is where we're going to be, baby. And when I say
mm-hmm.
baby, I'm not trying to knock anyone, but Bobby do have a family atmosphere at his track. And what I like about it is you can bring the whole family. And this is not a commercial. It's not costing Bobby anything. It's not free. But if I see something that I feel the whole family can go and you don't have to worry about the kids here and all this junk, you know, and the go-kart track is my favorite, you know.
When
I first went down there and seen that track, this was long before your time, Bobby, as being
mm-hmm.
the owner, I tried mm-hmm. to get Jeff Miles Sr. to put up a track at his track, you know.
Mm-hmm. The go-kart. Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, but it didn't go, you know. We were just in the talking stage. Yeah.
Yeah. It keeps the children out of the way. Yeah, it does keep them out of harm. But we got them right up there between the concession stand and the tower where they don't have to be the concession, and they don't, you know, they not really have to be running in front of cars. And if anybody looking for the kids, they know where they can find them at. And like I say, Wild Man, we don't play the cursing on the microphone and all that. Like you're saying, we got families out there, and I know you can't control everything, but that microphone we do control. We don't believe in you're not
right.
But that thing is heard in the concession stand. Our concession stand also is air conditioning. You know, somebody told me I need to tell them about that because you can go in and sit down and. Back of your clean bathroom, you know, inside and out. But we don't play like you're saying. Yeah, we like to keep the family so the whole family can come. I don't, you know, I'm sorry. I got my grandkids out there and children, and so I want them to be respected. And then one thing I do not play, I'm going to tell you that, I do not play when you come down there and you want to do some fighting and everything. And you know about Daughter County, too. Daughter County don't play. So if you come
right.
down with that kind of atmosphere, I promise you got to leave there. And Daughter County will give you a free ride. Yeah, they don't play.
Them brothers do not mess around. They do not mess around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, like I say, I'm not knocking any track, you know. It's just like I give them all the opportunity to come on the show, the tracks, you know, and Same thing with the promoters. If you want to come on the show, you can come on the show, you know. And I have reasons why right now I have a limited schedule of where I'm going to go, you know. And just like I offer the same thing to Faye at Orangeburg, but right now she's trying to take care of some other business, you know. Faye used to always be on, you know, and she used to even record it if she couldn't make it. So, you know, I offer it to all of the tracks, you know, and it's no charge for it, you know. But, you know, when I come and do my live broadcast, everyone knows there is a charge. It hasn't changed in the last, 4 years. It's been the same. It depends on the region where you are, you know, if the price would change, you know. Like, it's not the same price if I was to come to go to Orangeburg as it is when I go to Maryland. So, you know, and I'm going to really get them guys on. I'm going to try my best to get them on in the next week or so, the big tire guys, you know, because I'm tired of them, you know, saying that it's not this, it's not that, and the reason why they don't do that, they ain't scared. But, you know, some of them, I got to give what's his name? The Pro Mod Champ.
Tree Man.
Yeah, Tree Man. I got to give him credit because, you know, he's been coming on and he's been challenging everyone. And he can't get a race unless he give up something. And, you know, I don't feel like he should have to give up something when there are other Pro Mod grudge races out there. You know, but they're not in the bushes. They just haven't come out of the garage yet. That's what I say. Yeah. Ain't nobody
in the
bushes.
From what I heard, Wild Man, through the grapevine, what I heard looked like he could be coming out here.
He's
going to be coming.
The track is hooking, and that's their main concern, is that the track is hooking, and they got stopping distance. That's it.
They got stopping distance, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, It's just like when the zoo closed down, you know, the zoo is closed. You know, everybody asked me, what's going to happen with that track? I say, I don't have the slightest idea. You know, I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen with that track.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, that's a whole different ball of wax, you know. It's
well,
not like
man, they want to talk about the stopping distance. One of the pro mods came out there and done some testing, and they've done a while back. And that before we even resurfaced the track, he went a 4.03, 183 miles an hour, but he didn't have any problem stopping.
Okay.
What?
So that'll work, you know. And the radio tire cars, man, they flying, you know. And you know, you need big sponsorships to get one of them races, you know.
The reason
why, you know, you can't get them sponsors to come there is because, you know, and I keep saying, you know, when they look at the videos, they don't want to be involved in it, you know. And I mean, grudge races, they're not sponsor generated, you know. They are their own sponsors. You know, and that's the thing that everyone keeps forgetting about. You know, when I hear someone saying they want to rewrite grudge racing, the grudge racers are their own sponsors. You know, they underwrite their race. You know, it's about how much they want to race for it. Then they have to be careful with that. You know, that's another show. You know,
you're so right, Wild Man, because the language plays a lot, because when I was sponsored by Discount, like I said before on your show and other shows, I was limited to what I could say and carry on when I had on that yellow suit issue, you know, that Discount, and it was very limitation. But yeah, you just can't go out and do it and say anything that you want to do. Lord, no, they don't believe in that. They will let you know quick. This is our money we're giving you, and this is the way you are representing Discount Auto Part, and hey, you know, hey, here are more of your don'ts than your do.
Right. You know, and I said, I'm not knocking anyone. I'm just telling it the way it's supposed to be. You know, I really miss a person that used to be on the internet. And what happened is, you know, the way that the internet has grown and everything, that you can't go on the internet under a fictitious name. You know, they want to know who you are, you know, so that you will be responsible. John is doing a great job with his internet side, you know, and like he says, sometimes he's so busy that he doesn't monitor it like he's supposed to, you know, but then he comes on and he will tell you in a heartbeat, you know, y'all with these little racial comments and everything, it's going to be dropped, you know.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I understand what he's saying, you know, and that's one reason why I say I'm not going to be on a long time. You know, I'm not going to be hooping and hollering at nobody. I just want someone to come on and say what they're doing and how they're going to do it and then leave it alone. And like I just said, you know, you can't generate no sponsorship for someone to underwrite grudge racing. The only thing I say, if you're going to get somebody to underwrite a grudge race, where is the money going to go? How are you going to disseminate that money to the grudge racer? You know, because the grudge racers are only interested in, really, to tell you the truth, they're not really interested in them belts. They're interested in the money, you know. And the belts are secondary. The money is the main thing that attracts grudge racers. I hate to say it, but, you know, like Crunch always hollering, grudge racing for cash. Yeah, yes, you're right. But, you know, you got to be careful about talking about that cash. And that's another story. So that's what I was saying. Today is April Fool's Day, but this is no April Fool's show. I did have a problem getting on. That was my April Fool's joke about it and everything. But it's there. You know, if you want to come on and talk about what you're going to do, everyone is free to do so. It's free, you know. This show has always been free, although I will be truthful. Grudge Inc. used to have to pay for his segment. That's because he had a special segment. He no longer has a segment because he has his own shows across the country. So, you know, like they say, the money talks and the rest walks. And he did a lot of talking. Uh-huh.
You know who introduced Jay Bond to you on his show?
Yeah.
It was me. I called Jay Bond up and I was telling Jay Bond you need to listen to the show. Your show is one of the first shows I was listening to. And I think Ronnie Brown introduced me to your show, and I told Jay Bond about it. And Jay Bond called me, and that's where he, like you said, you're the old pioneer of the Grudge Inc. Because what he learned about shows, he learned it from none other than Wild Man.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, we talk a lot, you know, and, I used to always tell him that he doesn't need a show in Chicago with me on it. And truthfully, you don't need me on it and Dog on it. It's a regional show. It's for the guys in Chicago, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I used to tell him, you know, if you're going to have a show in New York, have a New York host and talk about what's happening in New York, you know. Because they can always jump on my show or Dog's show and find out what's happening. That's why, you know, when the shows came up in Mississippi, you know, then everybody had a show, you know. And I still don't knock any shows, you know, to each his own, you know. I never go, sometimes I go on the internet and put up what my show is about. But if I got two callers on the show, and one person is talking about what's coming up about grudge racing or a race or a track owner, then I'm happy, you know. And, you know, we got a counter. We can see who everybody that's on, and we can see them when they jump on and jump off. You know, I have the world's greatest fans in the Southeast, and I'm talking about in Georgia and South Carolina, you know. And I know them guys, and they call me before. And if I don't come on with a show, they call me on my personal phone and say, "Wow, man, what's happening with the show?" You know. And they listen, and they know what's going on. You know, some of them travel down to Albany if they feel like if the race is what they feel like is a race that they want to see. You know, they go to North Carolina. Some of them go as far as Maryland, you know, and see how they're racing in other parts of the country. So that's what it is. That's why I say this is going to be a short show tonight. I'm not – if you don't have anything you want to add to the grudge racing game, then you push the – if you don't have anything, you don't push the one button. If you have something you want to add to the grudge racing game, push the one button, you know. I'm not really into the shootouts because that's a different animal altogether, you know. That's where you put money down for the racers. And then while they're there, if they want to grudge race somebody, they're free to do so. But then they run the risk of breaking their car for that free money with them no entry fees, you know. So, you know, it's a promoter's dream. Right now it's a promoter's dream. And after so long, that dream disappears. So the promoters got to get it while they can. And
right about
that's
that.
The way it goes. Yeah, you know, and that's the way it goes. But like I say, your thing is a little bit different because you wear two hats. You turn the hat around and you out there promoting, and you turn it the other way, you're talking about how to keep the track going. So talk about improvement. So that's the way the cookie crumbles. And, you know, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. The only thing I say is, let me know when Antron Brown is coming.
About a year or two ago, he really wanted, and he was trying, he had seen somebody at Bo somebody. He said he was going to be there. He said, "I never said I would be there, but not, you know, he just said I would be coming. I didn't give a date." But he have always told me he wanted to get him. It would have to be on his off season. You know, there's no way, you know, because they are obligated, they are on a contract, so it's on a certain plane. But he says in the off season, you know, maybe he can work something out with the team and get down. And that way, I talked with him again down in Gainesville, and he got something together. The man I got to get there, I got to get there. You know, J.R. Todd started it all, but you know, J.R. Todd.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Racing Junior Jackson, yeah. And so, and Jim, whoever they have live for Joy Brown, which is back, and that's where she started training at right there at Albany. U.S. not King Jr.
Right. Yeah. Alright, well, see, you know, like, a lot of people didn't know that until you mentioned it. And if you don't mention it, it never gets out, you know. So that's why I brought him up, you know, Antron Brown, you know. Has a lot of history. I mean, just like Phil Shuler, you know. He used to race against Tony Wright, you know, but everything went his way, and now he's there. And he never forgets about grudge racing. Trust me, he never does. You know, I found out that he talks about grudge racing at them NHRA tracks, you know, and he picks up some things to do on the grudge side. And, you know, the name of the game is turning on that W. So
that guy got a lot of history. Wow, man. He's not Don Dolan. You know, he raced in several times. Big Daddy Don Dolan.
Yeah.
He raced there.
Right.
And that track, like I said, it's the oldest track, the oldest NHRA track in Georgia. It's the oldest. That track opened up in September the 1st in 1960. That's when that track that was the first race there at that track.
Yeah. All right. So if anybody want to ask you any questions, Bobby, is speak now or forever hold your peace. Because like I say, it's going to be a short show. And I'm out of here. If you want to ask Bobby any questions about the track, about some upcoming events, how to get there. How did they get there, Bobby? for instance, if they're coming from, let's say, Augusta, Georgia.
Coming from Augusta, Georgia. Well, the only best way I can tell them is, you know, it's on 75. You know, when you get to 75, exit 99, no matter whether you're coming south or north, when you get on exit 99, that is highway 300. You're going to run 300 about 40 miles. 40 miles, you're going to be in Albany, Georgia. But let me tell you about the speed trap that they got in this little town called Warwick. Once you get off 75, about 15 miles, once you go across that river, please obey the speed limit, because that's where they caught Gary Coleman at. You know, that's the spot. They mad about getting out of traffic. So I normally tell everybody on these shows or in my Facebook page, slow down when you get to Warwick, or you got to do a little YouTube, Facebook, you know, commercial, and tell them, slow down. Don't come through there crying. But anyway, about 40 miles, you're going to see a sign. You're going to come to a power station, which is called Walk Avenue. Turn to the right. When you turn to the right, you'll go two lights. You're going to be on U.S. 19 Dragway. Head south about 7 miles, and keep looking to the right. You'll see the track. You'll know where you can miss it. All four-lane highway to the track once you get off 75. All four lanes.
Okay. And, well, I guess I'll get ready to get on out of here and everything. I got some people coming to look in the garage. I don't know what they're going to be looking for, but they said they would be here at 7 o'clock, and I don't know if it's going to be an April Fool's joke or anything, but the only thing I can do is go out there and open up the door. And this is April Fool's joke day, and this is not an April Fool's Day joke. Watch out for the CIs. You okay, Bobby?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so until next time, like I always say, I'll see you at the radio.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.